Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, it's unfortunate, since we often talk about Bible words, that so many Bible words have been subjected to the abuses of men throughout the centuries. In fact, the only way that some people know how to define a Bible term, unfortunately, is based upon the world's understanding of it. And I want us to consider a word that is a beautiful word in the New Testament that has been so subjected to the abuse of man. And that word today is the word saint. Now, if you were to poll the community, if you were to ask people in the world, what does a saint mean? What does that word entail? Most people would probably relay to you what would be basically a Catholic understanding of that term. In Catholicism, going back and looking at their dictionary as the process of making a saint, I wrote down a few things, and I wanted to relay those to you today about, as far as the world's under consideration is concerned, this is what they think a saint would be. I say a saint is a person who has been so elected to that position. They have been determined by some committee to be that, and there's some steps involved. First of all, they go back and they say, in order to be a saint, you have to be dead, first of all. You cannot be living, you have to die. And then after you're dead, your life is subjected to great scrutiny. They go through and then they nominate that person's name to a position of being a saint. They do a number of judicial inquiries to that person's life and activities. Then that case is pleaded by someone who is alive before a board, a council of men, to consider the sainthood of that person. They're going to determine within that council the worthiness of the person. They want to make sure that when that name is recorded, it's worthy in their judgment of canonization. They're going to assess the value of that person's life, and as you are probably aware, it usually consists of in what they would call the working of two miracles or maybe even up to four miracles. And then, based upon the credibility of those miracles and the ability of that name to be canonized, then that person's name is submitted for sainthood. Seems like a pretty complex process. It's certainly not a biblical process, because not only are there no modern-day miracles, miracles have ceased, but the entire process suggests that a person has to be dead, the name has to be submitted, and when you read the New Testament, it knows nothing of that when regarding the word saint. So when looking at the word saint, what do we mean today? Well, consider that the word saint itself is from the word hagios in the original language. And again, I don't say that to be confusing, but I do say it when you look at lexical works, that the definitions provided would say something like this: set apart, sanctified. It's the same word that we get the idea of holy or sanctification from. In fact, Paul, in his epistles, uses that word, hagios, saint and sanctification, some 42 times. So if we want to know something about what it is, we look to the New Testament, not to Catholic encyclopedias. I want you to consider, there is a religion, obviously Catholicism, that says in order to be a saint, the person has to be dead. You cannot be alive to be a saint. But isn't it interesting, in the New Testament, you do have to be alive to be a saint. You have to be raised to walk in newness of life, Romans 6, 3 and 4. And while a death has occurred, putting of the old man of sin to death, there's a process whereby we are made alive in Jesus Christ, and saints are those who live inside of the Christ. In the Bible, it is not a matter of achievement like it would be in Catholicism. It's not a matter of accomplishment. It's a status. It's a state. We stand justified because we have appealed to the laws of pardon. We stand justified in the sight of our God through, of course, Jesus Christ. In the Bible, it's not a position that is earned or merited by the working of anything. We certainly don't say, okay, I have done this much, therefore I can be a saint. And while certainly there are obligations that we must fulfill to stand right with God, we understand that we work on the basis of grace, faith, law, and works. That the only reason we could ever be called a saint is because of the very grace of God. I want to leave you with two passages to consider today. One is in Romans 1, verse 7. And Paul says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. Finally, in Ephesians 1, 4, Paul writes, and says, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, that choosing applies to every man. God wants every man to be holy and without blame before Him in love. Every man has the chance to be a saint. No one has to put your name before a certain council of men. All you have to do is obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you'll be sanctified, a saint. Isn't that wonderful? saint. That's our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.